Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Matos, Masay, Toshin, Ayin, Test, Olerin, Shmi, and Schutz, Afur, Shlema, Rebark, Tzvi, Berivka, Ba, Yabasor, Shachai, Yisrael, David, Henach, Mordechai, Befer, Simcha, Yabasor, Shachai, Yisrael, Spor, Leah, Bechai, Amash, Yabasor, Shachai, Yisrael, Biyam, and Simcha, Ben, Adin, Amin, Yabasor, Shachai, Yisrael. Five ideas, here we go. And idea number one comes to us from the Chesed, La Avram, of Radomsk. The opening pasuk of Parshas Matos says, Vaydaber, Moshe, El Roshi, Matos, Levnei, Yisrael, Lemor. Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribe saying, and says the Chesed, La Avram, that what's the deeper pshat here? The deeper pshat is the following, that every generation's leaders, if you're going to be a leader of a generation, you have to make sure the El Roshe Hamatos Libnei Yisrael, all your actions and all your thoughts have to be Rak Libnei Yisrael, the Lo Chalil Atzmam. A Jewish leader, says Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the day, it's got to be about the people, it's got to be about the individual, and Chas Shom, not about themselves, and that's exactly what it means. Adab and Moshe, El Roshe Hamatos, Libnei Yisrael. Right? We can't just go over those words. Davka Moshe is saying, you want to be a leader? Make sure you're caring for every single individual. Which reminds me of an idea from the Rebbe of Mezhbez, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. The Rebbe of Mezhbez writes, it's quoted from the Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, one of his farm, that if you look at a person we know that right is chesed and left is din. The why is it that our hearts are on the left side of our body? Our hearts should be on the right side of our body. Says Rav Baruch Meshbers that at the end of the day, when you face someone, the heart is on the right, and your heart's on the left. Because at the end of the day, your heart, our heart, is always supposed to be directed towards others. Chesed is supposed to be to look at other people's hearts, and other people's emotions, and other people's challenges and circumstances. And that's exactly what I think is what the Chesed of Avram is saying. Rosh Hashanah to the Bnei Yisrael, your hearts and your motives always have to be caring for the Klai Yisrael. And always have to be caring for other people. How important is this measure specifically in the 3 weeks? A beautiful idea of the Chesed Avram and Rav Baruch of Mezhbez. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Holy Zera Kodesh, Zuchus Ganelendo, the Rupchitz Rebbe, Periklam and Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Adar Rashi Moshe Leimor, Nikom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, Eis, Amidjonim, Achar Teyalsev, Elamecha. Right, Hashbroch tells Moshe, saying, take vengeance against the Midjonim, and afterwards you will be brought onto your people. We know famously the Rechaim Shmulevitz tells us the idea that Moshe didn't get involved because he had a Karas Atov to the Midianites. Not for now. But says the Zera Kodesh, what is the deeper idea of Acher Tas Te'alsef El Amecha, that afterwards you will be brought onto your nation? And he tells us the Zera Kodesh, Acher Te'alsef El Amecha refers to the ability of Tzadikim to help Klai Yisrael even after they leave this world. Achar teisef al amecha, gam la achar is talkusu min ha'olam, mamshich Moshe bin l'inkom es nikas mishal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, don't think that just because physically you're not going to be with Klal Yisrael anymore, you're not going to be able to help them. Of course you're going to be able to help them. We believe the koach of tzadikim, as Gemara tells us, Chazal, tzadikim b'misosam nikra chayim, that it's tzadik when they're dead, they're still alive. That they're pulling strings for us upstairs. That they're davening to the Rabbonu Shalom. I remember the Rav Weinberger once said at a Yilula, he quoted from the Tshuva of Chasam Sofer, I forgot where the Tshuva is. And he said that at the end of the day, there were certain tzaddikim in the Holocaust who relied on the following Chasam Sofer. They had the passports to get out, but they understood at the end of the day, they might have greater power and greater kochos in the next world to help Klal Yisrael in this world. That we firmly believe in Judaism and Klal Yisrael, that there's two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and we firmly believe that there's a direct connection. The koch of tzaddikim, even after death, have sometimes even a greater weight, and greater help to be able to help Klal Yisrael down here. And that's exactly what the Zera Kodesh is telling us here. Achar Teyalsef El Amecha means Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't think right now your help is over. You're always going to be able to help them in this world and in the next. A beautiful idea from the Zera Kodesh and the Chasam Sofer. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Netziv. The Pasuk says in the end of Matos, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Moshe the Bnei God of Lini Reuven of Lachetzi Shevet Menashe Ben Yosef as Amnachas Sichom Melech Amori. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu gives God and Reuven gives half of Menashe, certain parts of land, and says the Netziv a very very simple idea, 3-4 lines. What's going on over here? He says the following. The Netziv asks the question. If you look about it. Chetzi Shevet Menashe, they're getting a lot just for half of the Shevet, and even more so. They didn't even ask for the land. Only Reuven and God asked for the land. So at the end of the day, why is it that Shevet Menashe, they're getting it? And right, we know God and Reuven have to go to war first, but Menashe receives the land without any conditions. Why is Menashe even get land? Why does he receive the land without any conditions? What's the difference between God and Reuven and Chetzi Shevet Menashe? Says the Netziv, a beautiful idea. And he says that at the end of the day, we loan in Shoftim, Perakei, Pasuk Yudala, it tells us that Machir were the Mechoykikim. And who were the Mechoykikim? The Mechoykikim was Machir, who came from Manasseh. And says the Hemek Dover, says the Netziv, that they were Bnei Torah. That they were Tamini Chachamim. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Tamini Chachamim to make sure to stay there and to be able to have a great influence on Klai Yisrael there. And to be able to make sure that they would be able to be mashpia on Klai Yisrael and help Klai Yisrael and help Shevet Gad and Reuven after they got back from the war. Because at the end of the day, a person always has to be connected to Torah. A person always has to be connected to the Rabbonu Shem through Torah. And this is what the Netziv even goes on and tells us, the Gemara and Ksubas tells us, Kuf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, that just as it is usher to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel, it's also usher to leave Bavel to go to any other country. Says Rashi, why is it usher to leave Bavel? Because it was a Makom Torah, where there your yeshiva is constantly learning Torah. There was a Makom Torah, and just as it was usher to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel, it was also usher to leave Bavel to go to another country. Because a person has to be surrounded by Torah. A person has to be surrounded by Tamini Chachamim. And this is exactly what Rav Shua writes from the Bnei Yisachar. In the days of Bnei Hametzarim, the 3 weeks, it says there are 22 days from Shavuot B'Tammuz until after Tisha B'Av, and it says the Bnei Yisachar that's 628 hours. What's 628 hours? Says the Bnei Yisachar, and Rav Shor quotes it. The 628. What else is 628? 628 prakim and mishnayos. And the measure tells in Vayikra Rabba, Ein agolias miskansos ela b'schus ha-mishnayos. Ki ha-mishnayos, says Rav Shor, hu mafteach l'gulos in Shal Yisrael. How important is it for us to be connected to Torah, to Tamid Chachamim? But for us to be able to understand the koch of the mishnayos specifically, the koch of Torah Shabbat specifically in the times of the 3 weeks, we always have to be surrounded by Torah personalities, and make sure that our day is filled with Torah when we're learning and when we're living with the Torah in our minds and our hearts. As the Shema. Beautiful idea of the Netziv and the Bnei Yisachar. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo River Damsk. Pasuk says in Perek Laman Gimel, Pasuk Laman Chesed, now the last two are in Parshas Maaseh. Yisu vayal Aaron laman ches vayal Aaron akon el hor har al pi Hashem vayom Hashem b'shnas arabim. It says b'nei somi Yisrael b'chodesh chamishi be'echad chodesh. Moshe Aaron akoin, he dies in the 5th month on the 1st of the year. We know it's Rosh Chodesh Av. Says it to Pharaoh Shlomo. Why dafka? Aaron akoin is the one person in the entire Torah whose yardside is talked about in the Torah. Literally, the tarich, the date is mentioned. Says the Radomsk Rebbe. You want to know why? Because to be able to tell us, that his schus should be help us in the time of the 3 weeks. That at the end of the day, the 3 weeks, you might not have any yomim tovim. You might have maybe some challenges. It's a dark time. But to be able to have the schus of the tzaddik, have the schus of Aaron HaKohen, to be able to mention his yard site, which always falls out, right? This Friday is Rosh Chodesh Av. Aaron HaKohen's mentioned in the Parsha. His yard is mentioned in the Parsha. Dafka to be able to connect what's going on in the Parsha, what's going on in the world. We know Rav Tzadok tells us the Kri is Ma'ir of the Zman. That whatever we're learning about, that's going on in the Zman. That means right, at the end of the day, Vayigash Vayichi, Mikes Vayigash Vayichi, all those Parshas are always Chanukah connected. And the Parshas that are around Pesach, usually the Tzav or Tazri and Metzor, those are very Pesach connected. The Torah that we learn is connected to the Mo'an of what's going on. And that's what this is. What I was thinking about. Why dafka with by Aaron HaKohen? Because the Mishnah tells us in Avos, Hill of Hashem and Kibbutz Mehem Alf Yud Beis Heavy Mitalmid of Shal Aaron. You should be a Talmud of Aaron. Oy v'shalom rov d'shalom. Love peace and pursue peace. Oy v'shalom karv in the Torah. Love peace, pursue peace. Oh, love people and bring them closer to Torah. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a matana. He gave me a present. Thank you, Hashem. What was the matana? Heavy is Gematria 21. Heavy is Gematria 21. Specifically in Heve, specifically in the 21 days, 21 or 22, but in Saskar said 22, but the 3 weeks we have to make sure to be able to be Tamidim of Aaron HaKohen, to make sure that we're living as children of Aaron HaKohen, loving peace, pursuing peace, loving people, and bringing them closer to the Torah. Like the Avodis Yisrael says, we quoted this in last week, right? We talked about this earlier last week in Gimel and Beis Yotes. Rabbi Lazar and Perkei Avos, Heve Shokulim of the Torah. That Heve is 21 if you make sure to be able to learn Torah. But there's two different Heves. There's Heve Shokulim of the Torah. Heve is 21 in the 3 weeks. There's also Heve to be Talmid of Sha'aron. To be able to beat the Dafka in the 3 weeks to be able to make sure that we're becoming Talmid of Aaron HaKohen. Loving peace, pursuing peace. And that's exactly why the Sefer Shlomo says we mention Aaron HaKohen in this time of the 3 weeks. Beautiful idea from Sefer Shlomo, Rav Tzadok, and the Matana from Chodesh Baruch Hu. Moving on to idea number 5. Amen Heivav comes to us from the base of Avram of Slonim. Rav Avram of Slonim. Lamed Heivav. The pasuk says by the Arei Mikla. It's Shesh Arei HaMikla. Shetitnu Lona Shomer HaRotzech. We know that at the end of the day, if someone accidentally kills, he has to run to one of these 6 cities of refuge. And says the base of Avram, what's the cities of refuge? He says that even every single Jew, we mess up. We sin. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gives us the 6 cities of refuge. What's the 6 cities of refuge? It's the 6 words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A Jew has to understand, says the Beis Avram, that we're going to mess up. But what's the refuge? It's Kavalas HaMachus Shemayim. It's to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with full faith and full sincerity, to return to the Bono Shem. And the Oy Yisrael takes it a step further. He says that Shema is the 6 words, right? Shema is 6 words of Kavalas HaMachus Shemayim. And in the paragraph after, the first paragraph of Shema, there's 42 words of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you take all 48, which we know there are 48 cities, it's done with tshuva, with tefillah, and Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim, loving the Rabbon Hashem. Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim first, and then loving the Rabbon Hashem, then you get full kapara. That is the Ari Miklat of 2019 Tavshin Ayin Test. Living with Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim, living with Avas Hashem. That is, we have as a koichus of the Ari Miklat. Beautiful insight of the Beis Avram of Slonim and the Oy Yisrael, the Abt Rebbe. Let's just review these 5 ideas. The first idea we said from the Chesed of Rabbi Adam, so what does the Moshe says, that Yividaber Moshe Rosh HaMatos Libnei Shalimor, that a Jew has to understand that if you're a leader, you're a parent, you're a teacher, it's always got to be about the others. It's got to be about caring about other people, looking at their needs and their goals and their aspirations. And that's why Baruch HaMeshbos tells us that if you look on your heart, your heart's on your left side. But if you look towards, if you're facing someone else, the heart's on the right. Because our hearts always have to be directed towards other people. The Zerakodesh is the Acher Tosev El Amecha. Right? The Zerakodesh tells them, Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, just because you're going to leave this world doesn't mean you're not going to be able to help them. You're able to help them even in the next world. And that's what the Chasam Sofer says in a tshuva, that sometimes tzaddikim have the ability in the next world to be able to help them just as much or even more in the next world. They're not bogged down by the guf, Rav Weinberger explained. They're not bogged down by the guf. It's kul neshama for the tzaddik. Beautiful insight of the Zera Kodesh of the Chasam Sofer. The third idea from the Netziv, why Davka the Chetzi Sheva Menashe get their chelik? They didn't even ask. Number 2, they didn't have any conditions. Because it says the Netziv so beautifully that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the B'nai Torah to be there, to be mashpia, to influence, to inspire Sheva Gad and Sheva Reuven, be able to make sure that Sheva Menashe, the Talmidei Chacham and the B'nai Torah, says the Emek Tov of the Netziv, they're able to help and inspire and connect and transform all the people over there. And that's why Rashi tells us the Netziv says in Ksubas Kuf Yodav, Kofiyot Aleph, the Gemara says over there, just like it is usher to leave Eretz Yisrael, to go to Bavel, just as usher to leave Bavel to go to another country. Because in Bavel was a Malkum Torah. And that's why Rav Shor quotes the B'nai Yisachar, who tells us that in the 22 days, or 21, 22 days, there's 628 hours of B'nai Metzarim, and specifically the 628 Prokem of Mishnayos. And says Rav Shor, Ki HaMishnayos Mavtech L'Gulus HaShay Yisrael, the Medrash tells us that Golus is we're going to be brought in from Galus, Elabeschus Mishnais, the Midrash says. To specifically be able to make sure that we're always connected and surrounded by Torah, but specifically by learning Torah in these weeks. The Tefer Shlomo tells us, why Davka are we mentioning Aaron HaKohen in this time period? Because the Kri is Ma'orah this man. We need the Chizuk in the 3 weeks to know that Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And when we talk about Aaron HaKohen, the Schus for us to celebrate the Yartzeit, to celebrate the Tzaddik, but also even more so, be able to connect to his Midas. Like the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Heve Mitel Midav Sha'aron, specifically Heve, in the 21 days to be able to make sure to be like Aaron HaKohen, to live with his Midos of caring and love and being concerned for others. Right? The Avodah Yisrael says, Heve Shakalim HaTorah. And Heve, you have to make sure to be able to learn in the 3 weeks. But also Heve Mitel Midav Sha'aron, the 3 weeks to be able to make sure to have the Midos of Aaron HaKohen of caring and concern for others. And finally, the fifth and final idea from the base of Rom, Lamed Hey Vav, what is the Arei Miklat of nowadays, 2019 Tavshin Ayin Test? The 6th Arei Miklat is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You want to do tshuva, it's sincerity, a genuine Kabbalah Somachu Shemaim. Coming back to the Rabbono Shem, as the Oy Yisrael says, Shema, the six words of Shema is Kabbalah Somachu Shemaim. And then the paragraph of Ahavta has 42 words to 48 cities. When a person takes upon himself Kabbalah Somachu Shemaim and Avas Hashem, that brings kapara, that's full tshuva. Chakarash Baruch Hu should bless us. We should be zocher to care for others, and only for others, and care always not for ourselves, but for others, to be able to understand tzaddikim, b'misas and nikar chayim, that tzaddikim, and they're always attached to us, we're always attached to them, even in this world, to the next world, that at the end of the day, to be surrounded and be influenced by B'nai Torah, and by Torah ourselves, to be able to make sure that we're always understanding, to take the midas of Aaron HaKohen, especially in this time of the 3 weeks, and as well as Hashem, to take upon the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shema Yisrael, the Arei Miklat of Tavshin Ayin Tes, Hashem Yishbarach.